Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
He used to, you know, allow himself a slice of toast. That would be too fatty. Oh, no, babe. No, come on.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hold on. Did the two of you talk about this?
I just did it. I did talk back.
You did that in talk back.
I did.
Yeah, but except you
not
did
Harbaugh.
That.
Not Harbaugh. And I pushed the button during the break.
But that was like 3 seconds before Grandy played that.
Right, and I'm not
quick on my feet.
Oh, yeah. And because I did that, maybe
who do you think I am?
He played it.
I think you're Mark Grandy. I think that my partner over here is Cheryl Bosa.
Not Harbaugh.
It's by far the best impression you do.
Thank you.
Okay, do the Harbaugh one more time.
Yeah, do it side by side.
Not Harbaugh.
Not Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
It's Friday, so.
Do the no, come on.
No, come on.
No, come on.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I have the voice of a middle-aged woman.
Absolutely spot on. It's spot on. Why did you?
No, come on.
Why did you just say that right before we came on the air?
Because it's Friday, and this is what we do.
Oh,
we get at or near 5 o'clock. You start cracking up.
Oh, yikes.
We have fun. It's Friday. Oh, we're heading into the weekend.
Oh, no, babe.
I can't
handle. Oh, no, babe.
I can't.
That would be too fatty.
That would be too fatty. Oh, okay, work on that one.
Well, that's
he used to, you know, allow himself a slice of toast.
Yeah, a slice of toast. Oh, my God. Why would she say it was too fatty? Did we ask her if he puts avocado in there or something? She's talking about the breakfast, which I still haven't cooked.
No, I think it's about the slice of toast.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore because it would be too fatty.
Oh, my God. A piece of bread is not that fatty.
Carbs.
Yeah, I get it. Good Lord. I don't even know how that half lives. Like, how do you do it? How do you? John Miller did that. He stopped eating bread. All you gluten-free people, how do you do it?
And what? Are you kidding me?
He lost a ton of weight.
A ton of weight. No, I know it's good for you. I just don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'm out here and the kids will be like, what's for dinner? I'm like, we're going to have some bread with a side of bread. Like, that's what we do. You ever go to an Italian restaurant? You have pasta. What do they put on the side of it? Bread.
Yeah.
I'll have some more carbs with my carbs.
No doubt.
That's what I don't know how you don't do that. It's so good.
It's great. It's the best.
It's the best.
And I mean, the versatility of bread, sandwiches, pizza, even like bagel. I know a bagel's not bread, but you get the point about just.
What do you mean a bagel's not bread?
A bagel's a bagel.
It's bread.
Essentially. I guess it's in bread. The bread family.
Yeah. Sugar. Anyway.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know how the hell.
Grab bag.
Oh.
It's a grab bag.
It is. And I didn't know that that was in your bag.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Not Harbaugh. That's just, I don't know. I think about it sometimes and it cracks me up. You're down for the count again.
Oh, God. I need a drink.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, it is. Oh, we're going straight to the restaurant tonight. I'm not even going home.
Good.
Great. Yeah. Let's drink.
Seriously. Enjoy that.
I
think Kyle Shanahan also needs a drink because as you run through it today and every press conference starts with the injury report. Okay, Jordan Watkins out. It's a bummer. He hasn't played.
Yeah, it's not like
Burford out. His knee might be so bad that he'll need surgery. That ain't good.
Wait, for who?
Spencer Burford.
Oh, yeah.
He was asked later about surgery, and he gave a classic, possibly.
He's not supposed to play, though. Like, Spencer Burford is, that's an accident if he ends up in there in the first place.
Right, but so
I get that your depth takes a hit.
Well, and your depth is going to be needed because Connor Colby is questionable, and he got hurt yesterday in practice, and so you start running down all the non-Purdy injuries, and you realize that you're going to have a lot of roster moves, and some of these practice squad guys are not only going to be up, but you're going to probably need them.
All right, let's do something. Like now I'm in the stupidest mood ever, so let's mess around. Watch this, okay? First of all, we're about to fade the Dibbers, but here's what I want to do. I want to invite people right now to the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And I'm not even saying this is going to be definitive. I already told you we're going to do a grab bag. So there's going to be some Niners and Big Mac and Purdy. And then there's Aaron Turner and Jonathan Kuminga. And the Giants have been eliminated again. Last night they got walked 10 times and scored one run. That's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard of in my life. 10 walks and they got a run and a hit. I mean, my God. So, like, we're going to get to all of it. But just as sort of a random sample, and I'm going to be watching to see if anybody doubles up. So don't double up. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. One text. I want the next 10 texts. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, which is the same as our phone lines, 888-957-9570. The next 10 texts on what's on your mind the most right now. Okay, Kuminga, Niners / Mac Jones, or Giants elimination sensation?
First buck of the day.
Fire away. Fire away. Well, we spent all of them. Not yesterday.
Yeah.
Fire away. Or we could just have Dibs impersonate Cheryl Boza for the rest of the show. We could do that. That's what I would vote for.
No, come on.
All right. But first things first, you're 9-2.
Yeah.
And you're slipping.
Lost two of my last three.
Get your act together. Fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it, you make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your picks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
All right, I imagine you would like to do Sunday night football first. Sunday night football coming up first, right?
That sounds right.
We'll handle the Niners and the Cardinals after that. So, Sunday Night Football this week features 0-2 versus 0-2. Throw the records out because both teams would like you to. The New York Football Giants will host, apparently a dynasty, the Kansas City Chiefs, 0-2 for the first time in the career of Patrick Mahomes. I believe, did you say 5.5? 5.5, Grandy, is that where we're at? 5.5 is the number. Do I hear six? Do I hear six? The Kansas City Chiefs on the road laying 5.5. Dibs?
Couple of different 0-2s, and if you watched the Giants last weekend against the Cowboys, that game was triple bananas the way it went back and forth and into overtime. And Russell Wilson, with one of the silliest overtime passes I can remember, all you have to do is keep the ball and maybe you get a tie, but instead he gave it away. Giants are 0-2, but they're better than I thought. That offense is lightweight, explosive. Maybe it's just against a bad Dallas defense. It's neither here nor there, but you've got a team in Kansas City that's never 0-2 with Mahomes. Certainly with Mahomes and Reed, it's never happened. One of these teams goes to 0-3, and they are basically eliminated from the playoffs. One team would probably kind of secretly like that. The other team absolutely will not tolerate it, and I'm going to go with that team and expect that they're going to go handle their business on the road. I'm going to take the Chiefs and lay the 5.5 in New York. Cuckoo! Chiefs minus 5.5. I actually had it at 6.5 in my pool. That's my most confident pick of the week. Kansas City's better than they've showed, and I think the Giants, their defense is pretty, pretty bad. It's a get-right game for Mahomes in the offense.
I'm not going to fade you on that one. I'm not going to fade you on that one. The New York Giants are a weird team. They came out of nowhere and just put up a bucket of points last week against the Cowboys, but they gave up buckets of points back in the other direction too. Sunday night football, that feels like a solid pick. Let's see if that can get you to 10-2. However, you might already be 10-2 by the time that game rolls around, because Dibs, it's Niners time. Here we go. Big Mac, Big Mac. The 49ers are highly likely, also known as definitely, going to start Mac Jones for a second week. They are hampered on their offensive line. They are hampered at their wide receiver core. Don't forget Juwan Jennings is also questionable for this football game. But what's also questionable? The abilities of the Arizona Cardinals, though they always seem to give the Niners a game. It's a home opener. The Niners will be laying 3, officially 2.5.
2.5.
2.5. The Niners are laying 2.5 Dibs.
Well, when you look at the history of the 49ers, and I did the dive on this earlier, coming into the year, 34-31 at home, 35-31 on the road.
Wow.
Under Shanahan, almost identical. So the Levi's home field advantage is mostly non-existent. You've got a team with a beat-up O-line, as you mentioned, and now you're playing your backup quarterback, which doesn't scare me that much. But watching Arizona over the last couple of days and seeing what they do defensively, I think their defense is pretty good. They've got a handful of playmakers over there. The Niners always have trouble with Kyler Murray, who doesn't. And James Conner was a real problem last year. So I looked at this game, and I thought about it, and then the quarterback news came out, and that didn't deter me at all. The pick is in. The pick has been in. I'm taking Arizona in 2.5.
Whoa!
Cuckoo!
Whoa!
Cuckoo!
Hey, 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 fade! 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 Just on principle.
On principle? Fade. Yeah. Fade the
Not
number.
On principle. Niners going to win the game by at least 7.
I said, but still, just on principle.
Okay. I mean,
that angered me.
That's fine.
Fade.
I could do my Cheryl Bolson, bring you back into a, not Harbaugh, bring you back into a happy frame of mind. I just look at the way that this game is shaping up with the Niners offensive line in particular, and we don't know who's going to be playing left guard, and yeah, that's a bit of an issue. Juwan Jennings might be a little hampered. You're already onto your backup tight end. We know that. Defensively, the Niners D is without real injury. The guys that they've had for the last couple of weeks, the D has been carrying the day. Eddie Pinero's never been a Niner kicking at Levi's. I think that that's an adjustment period. The biggest thing for me, though, is Kyler Murray and James Conner. They are a problem, and they've been a problem, and the Niners have had difficulty stopping them. So I think it's a close game. You're going to give me 2.5? Niners could win by 1, and the Dibber would win. So you can't always pick the Niners. And
you're 2-0 picking the Niners.
I can, yeah.
2-0 ATS.
Correct, yeah. On Niner games, and I've taken them twice.
Niners, just in general, are 2-0 ATS.
Right, so if you think the Niners are going to go 17-0,
sure do.
Then you know, you probably would take them every week. But I thought that they'd go 11-6, and so you start to think about games that they might lose. This is a difficult spot for them, considering the injury problem and the opponent.
I mean,
Arizona on the 2.5.
It's not an offensive take, but it's an annoying one.
I get it.
I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You want to see what happened on the text line after we put that out there?
I do.
I just read these in order, okay? We threw out there, like, what floats your boat here in our last hour of the week the most? Is it Kuminga and his agent? Is it the Niners and the quarterback situation? Is it the Giants and their elimination slash facing Kershaw for the last ever time tonight? I'll just read these in order. Kuminga. Niners, Mac Jones, JK, Niners, Giants and Kershaw, Giants elimination sensation, Niners and Mac Jones. Then there's Kuminga. Okay, not Kuminga. Somebody would like to talk about Kuminga.
Bay Area, is Jonathan Kuminga.
No, we were looking for Jonathan Kuminga. That was a good try. Good try. All right, 415, stop interviewing Kuminga like he's Michael Jordan. Then we've got Kuminga the Clown. Then we've got Cheryl Bosa by Dibs.
Come on.
650 says Sharks. Let's see. Kuminga, please end this. Let's see. Mind on Giants elimination. JK and his horrible, no good, very bad representation. Turner exposed that he's risking millions giving JK horrible advice. For sure, Bosa's mom impersonations. then one of them just says, Dibs. Another one says, why do I always feel like Mark is on the brink of a Donald Trump impersonation? I've never even tried one. Let's see. Concern about Purdy. I'm going with Dibs. His impersonations are great. Great show. SF 49ers, and yeah, that's it. Kuminga is a distraction for the season already. There's our text line since we put that out there.
A little bit of a mixed bag.
Yep.
But I think Kuminga and the Niners carried the vote.
For sure.
With a sprinkle of the Giants, and we could start there just because, and you said this earlier off the air, and I wasn't totally yacked in on that game. But 10
last
walks.
Night, yeah, 10 walks. They were walked 10 walks, times.
One hit, and they scored one run.
Mm-hmm.
And
which was walked in. They scored in an inning where they were walked four times.
And then Adames might have walked the next batter. That pitch was right on the edge of the box that you hate. And he took it, full count pitch.
He took
strike
it.
Strike three.
Yep.
Not happy about it.
Yep.
And that was pretty much your ball game.
Yeah.
The record, by the way, is 19 walks in a game. The Washington Senators walked 19 times.
Yeah, but how many runs did they score in that game?
Eight. It was an 8-6 game.
Yeah, like, hello?
Right.
Anybody could give you a bunch of free passes. Like, how about if some of them come home? Were you too good for your home?
I mean, yeah, it just...
Yeah.
Watching Yamamoto, I don't know how anybody hits that guy.
No, he's a very good pitcher. But he'll walk you now.
Apparently.
I mean, right? And so you got to be able to put the bat on the ball. Like, there were multiple times where it's just like, sack fly this thing. Put the ball in play. But that's been, for me, the bugaboo that will end the Giants season is too often it's ducks on the pond, and then when you get to the leveraged moments, you strike out. In the leveraged moments. When they're bad, they're so bad with runners in scoring position.
Right?
It's just stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And so, yeah, man, they're now three back of the Mets. Call it four. The season ends next weekend. It ain't going to happen, but here's my big take. You ready for my big take? I'm ready to deliver.
This is a
big take. You ready? I want to give it to y'all now. What's the Giants' record in this moment? Are they 500 or one under?
One below. Yeah, after your big take, I'll give you my fake take.
Okay, 76-77. Boy, shout out to all of you out there who are grinding on that win total this year. What was it?
81.5.
81.5. Woo, you're grinding right now. 76-77, and the Giants, they're not going to make it.
They're not going to win the division now. You can lock that up.
Okay.
They're 10 back with 9 to go.
They've been eliminated from the division. They're not going to make it. They're not going to the postseason. It's been a number of months since, I mean, I certainly did think that they were going to at the beginning of the year, but it's been a number of months since I thought that they would, and they won't. So there's that. But here it is. Ready? Bob Melvin's going to be back next year. Bob Melvin's going to be back next year.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin should be back next year. I would challenge, I know there's a lot of you. In fact, I know a lot of like good Giants fans, people who I think are, you know, they're smart. They're smart sports fans. They're fair sports fans. They get it, and they want that change. But I still don't know if I've heard someone give me a really meaty, sink your teeth into it take on why Bob Melvin should be fired, on what specifically it is that either he did or that you don't see his teams do that's leveled on his lap. I just haven't heard it yet. I'm certainly open to hearing it, but I'll tell you, and this isn't I'm not reporting this, but there have been some conversations I've had, and I would suggest to you that Bob is a very, very heavy favorite to have his job next year. And I just do not see the things that have gone wrong as Bob's fault. Has he made some decisions that have blown up? No doubt. Every manager does. Every coach does. He's not been perfect. But I see these guys, I see it as a clubhouse that stayed together. That's the job of the manager. I think he makes solid decisions that are usually defensible. I think he puts people in the position to succeed. Quite frankly, I think he's done everything that we asked him to do when he was hired. Can you get some everyday players and stick them out there and stick with them? I think that he has. And Buster Posey has done his job. He acquired a big stick. Bryce Eldridge is up and playing. And Chapman and Adamas figured it out. And he sold at the deadline when that was probably the right thing to do. So I think that they have done their part and the players have not executed. And that's the way that it went, man. I think they're set up to do better next year. We'll see. They've got some moves to make. But I don't see this as a Bob Melvin problem, and I don't think the Giants front office does either.
I don't think they do, because he just got an extension a few months ago, so there's that. And Buster Posey does not strike me as the type of leader who will react in this sort of fashion, where you're just going to bag a guy and the team has vouched for him and all the rest of it. Now, you look at the year, and the word that I would use that I kind of have to put at Bob's doorstep in some way is slop. This team was sloppy, and he's not out there playing. I know that, but you've had a defense all year that's been bottom five in baseball. You've committed the fifth most errors, and your base running has been sloppy. You had a third base coach who was making bad choices a lot early, bad sends for a team that doesn't steal bases. You're really slow. That's not Bob's fault, but I see a team that just in general was sloppy. They were not buttoned up for a majority of the year. That's on the players, but it's also on the manager. It's the manager's job to get these guys in a position to play better. And there was times that they did play well, but to me, the word is just sloppy. And that's where, you know, the only criticism I would have of Bob Melvin, you can always look at a pitching change and say, oh, you know, why'd you go there?
Yeah.
Or you leave a guy in too long and he gets lit up. But we never think about when you left a guy in too long and he actually kept pitching great. We just chalk that up to the pitcher. Right. So for me, it's not a Bob Melvin problem, but there are things about him as a skipper that I would look at and say, you got to change it. Your defense has got to be better in a pitching and defense ballpark. And if that means you find a new left fielder, then you find a new left fielder.
Well, I mean,
the left fielder is atrocious.
Easier said than done, though. I mean, he is one of their steadier bats. He is a difference maker at the plate, I believe, for most of the year. You're talking about Elliot Ramos.
Yep.
And this is my biggest issue with the Giants. You go around right now and say, okay, got to make some changes. And I'm like, cool. Where are you making your changes?
Well, left field.
Yeah, but
one.
but I don't think they will, and I don't think they can. To who? Who do you want to put out there?
Maybe you get a free agent, somebody who can actually, I don't know, who knows the rules and can catch the ball throws it to his teammates.
I'm not going to argue with you about Elliot Ramos needing to be a more buttoned-up ball player, and that's not just on defense, by the way.
Yeah.
He was their worst base runner by far.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but at the same time, I will say I don't know that there's a better option at the moment, and he is an important bat in that lineup. There's guys.
He's at 723 OPS
yeah,
right now.
Which is not bad. It's not bad. It's not like stunning, but I mean, Elliot Ramos has been, that is a bat that is on the top half of the lineup. Like, that's a bat that's one of your better five sticks that you put up there. So I don't know who you're going to put out there that's better. And then, by the way, what are you doing with Elliot? Are you just like, you don't want him anymore? He's gone?
I don't know. I mean, these are all questions. You asked me where you need to be better, and your catcher has actually had a nice little second half. He's up to 219.
He's so tough because he's just brilliant defensively. Save last night. Catch the ball, my man.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But like, yeah, he's the best defensive catcher in baseball, and if you want to dive into the metrics of it, it's not arguable. He is the best defensive catcher in baseball, which is important. And oh, by the way, his president of baseball ops is a freaking catcher.
And his manager is a catcher.
Yeah.
Too.
So like
his OPS is 601.
Yeah.
So
not okay, but in the current age of baseball, there's a lot of teams out there that are like kind of sacrificing the offense for someone who's good behind the plate. I don't know that they want to move on from Patrick Bailey. My hope would be that they could at least push him next year with the kid that they got from the Yankees.
Yep.
For Duvall. Jesus Rodriguez,
that's
I believe
right.
is his
yep.
name. He's doing well down at AAA. Would love to see him push Bailey and be option two. And if Bailey doesn't do it to start off the year, maybe you start. I don't know about Jesus defensively, but maybe you start handing some more opportunities to that kid. Or at least it could be a little bit more of a platoon situation so that you're getting two guys back there. But we all know that the DH and first base are going to be some sort of combo, at least we hope, of Bryce Eldridge and Rafi Devers.
I mean, Bryce Eldridge, quietly, he's a bust.
Okay.
And that was my fake take because he's 0-9.
0-9. But with three balls hit over 100 miles an hour.
0-9 is 0-9.
Yeah,
it's a make or miss league.
That was smoked last night. It was their hardest hit ball by far.
No doubt.
And in a big situation.
Right field is another situation where
there's a spot.
There's a platoon. Or, you know, you could platoon Ramos and Gilbert, but unfortunately Ramos is on the smaller side of that platoon.
You're allowed to go overpay Kyle Tucker.
Sure.
You can do it.
If he's going to actually, you know, be out there.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Like, he probably wouldn't agree to come here. But this is, you're allowed to do that.
I'm fine with second base. Casey Schmidt with a 707 OPS.
Yeah.
I think that he can.
And he's a good glove.
He does have some pop, but I look at other situations like Devers and Chapman and Adamas. Yeah, that can be your core. Jung-Hoo Lee, is he going to ever be a really good, consistent offensive threat?
I don't know. He's just beyond his first year. Can I say something real quick about Jung-Hoo Lee while we all have a Jonathan Kuminga conversation in the back half of this week? Like, I understand that he got paid right away. That's how baseball works in his particular situation. He's also a young player, like, who at times has looked really good. And so, like, I hear so many sports fans who are like, wait a minute, like, let him play. Let him play so that he can get better. Do we not give that to Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee? I mean, because they both flash at times. Ramos was an all-star last year.
Yep, last year. So was Duvall.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Fair point.
You know, all-star 1 year and then gone the next. Ramos is just turned 26. Jung-Hoo Lee just turned 27.
Yep.
The other thing that I think is an issue, and we can get back to Kuminga. All roads lead to Kuminga.
Well,
but
we do whatever we want.
The offensive approach has got to change. And I don't know if that means for the Giants.
Oh,
I don't know if that means Pat Burrell or what you do, but the way they the way they strike out so much. They have so many guys who they just strike out.
Where do they rank? I don't know this because I agree with you, but I also feel like that's just the is that just baseball now? Everybody just striking out all the time.
Yeah, they
all
right, are, I'm looking at 1303.
They're middle of the pack.
More than league average.
Barely. They're 19th out of 30 teams. They're 19th out of 30 teams in terms of strikeouts. Right?
They have the 12th most. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, however,
yeah, like they're right. There's 11 teams out there who have struck out more than the Giants.
Yeah, and that's part of that too. For me, it's about strikeout to home run ratio.
For
the Yankees
sure.
strike out the third most, but they've got 258 home runs. You'll take it.
Yeah, the Giants have 162, like barely over one a game.
Right. So, yeah. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
The Rockies strike out the second most, and they only have 154 home runs, but they stink.
Right, but Detroit, good team. They strike out more, 190 home runs. Boston strikes out more, 180 home runs. They're a good team. Cincinnati, fewer home runs than the Giants, more strikeouts. And, you know, not a great team, but ahead of the Giants in the standings.
Yep.
So, like, yeah, you make a fair point, but I don't know that they're not commensurate with baseball.
And it's not only the strikeouts. It's the bigger one for me is the situational hitting where, I mean, how many times throughout the year, runner at third, less than two outs, and they just don't get it done.
Boof.
Bases loaded, one out. They don't get it done. Last night they got 10 walks, and they were able to muster one singular run, and it was a sac fly. I mean, it's one thing to only have one hit against a really good pitcher, but...
How many hits did they have in Game 3 against the Diamondbacks the other day? The game that they won. They won it in extra innings.
The one where they put up four in the 10th?
They put up a five spot. They put up a five spot in the 11th, actually.
Oh, that's right.
But they still only had five hits in the game. If you take away that one 11th inning, I think the Giants have had like two hits in two games.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're talking 19 innings where they had like two or three hits.
Well, yeah, the Diamondback starter fought that day through nine innings, one hit baseball.
One hit baseball. And then they were one hit again last night.
And then they did not get a hit in the 10th. So 10 innings, first 10 innings Wednesday, they had one hit.
One hit. And then they had four hits and a rally, and then they come back, go to L.A. and do one hit again. Walked 10 times and scored a run.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. All right, we're talking everything out here in our final hour of the week on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+. Meantime, Aaron Turner was not exclusively here on 95.7 The Game. I think he was exclusively on here for an hour.
Oh, no, babe.
But Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga, spent a lengthy period of time talking to Steiny and Goo today. And there is time if you want to weigh in on this. My gosh, they covered everything. My take, though, is the mere fact that he did this, to me, is a blink. It is an absolute desperation move by an agent who is beyond frustrated. I understand the frustration. I get what Jonathan wants. I don't hold it against Jonathan that he wants the things that he wants. The problem is that even though you want those things, you have to understand the market, your value, what you've achieved, what the rest of the world thinks of you. Like the biggest issue out there, if I was going to pick one thing, because I get it, we got a lot of people in this city on both sides of the Kuminga situation. And we'll play a couple of the comments from Aaron Turner here in just a sec. But the one thing that I think is really the end-all be-all, the argument-ending card, which is if you think the Warriors have done something wrong here, why the hell isn't any other team in America willing to do something different? Nobody's offering him any more money than the Warriors. Nobody's offering the Warriors great players to have him. Nobody's dying to get a hold of Jonathan Kuminga in restricted free agency. Right, there's not a lot of money out there, not a lot of cap space, but anybody could trade for him. Anybody could do that, and very few teams have actually put an offer on the table, and the offers that have been put on the table are not great. So here's his agent admitting that Jonathan sees himself as a $30 to $35 million player, but there's not a dang exec in the entire NBA who agrees with him. And somehow, within their own fan base, the Warriors have a bunch of people thinking that the team has done wrong. It doesn't matter who likes Jonathan or doesn't like Jonathan. I actually don't even think there's anybody who doesn't like Jonathan. They either like him or they love him. They're offering him $75 million. They're offering him a role. It's not like they're allergic to the guy. But this is business. There's a market. He's an asset. They have to play that to their advantage. That's the rule. So that's to me, it's kind of the end-all, be-all of the argument. If Jonathan thinks the Warriors have done something wrong, then there'd be another team or two or eight out there that would be willing to do him right. And there isn't. So I sometimes like we've been around and round and round, and sometimes I still wonder how we got here.
Well, we got here a number of different ways, and really the only way that this possibly could have gone. He wanted more money in an extension than they wanted to give, and so it didn't get done. He played the year. He got hurt. The year ended. And at the same time, all the other teams in the association all realized that with this second apron, there's not a lot of money to just give out to a player on a restricted free agent situation. So we got to the offseason, and it seemed like only Brooklyn had a lot of money, and then they spent some of it, and they didn't have enough to get Kuminga, even if they wanted him, to give him an offer sheet. So I don't think that any offer sheets were even given to any of the restricted free agents in this offseason. Am I right?
What do you mean by offer sheets?
Like, for example, Josh Giddey was restricted.
Right, and he got a contract.
But from the Bulls, no team offered him $100
right,
and then
right.
they matched
No, like the Nets were the only team that was even able to do that.
Right.
And they had a restricted free agent of their own.
Yeah, so how did we get here?
And they didn't even sign him.
Right.
He's playing on the QO.
Exactly. And so I don't know if he's going to be equally mad about it or what his plan is, but clearly this situation is a lot different because Cam Thomas isn't worried about whether or not he's going to get minutes. He gets minutes because he's their best player, and that's about all they have. So Kuminga's situation is incredibly unique, and yet here we are still at this stalemate, and you and I see today's appearance differently. I don't think that it was a blink. I don't think that it was a panic, or I don't think that it was, you know, it might have been a mistake, but for me it was just him, the agent, trying to go out there and just speak their truth. And
but why? You know, why would he do that?
Because
what's the win?
The win is you can at least get on the record with what's going on and what actually has never happened. And I'm sure he's thinking about the 5-year, $150 million offer that they turned down, and he said, no, that's nonsense.
No, there was never an offer. There was never any offer of any amount. Like, you and I have talked about this. That's an erroneous report. Or I don't even know if it's a report. I think it's just people ran with, like, there was a conversation and there were numbers exchanged, but there was never an offer of any side. That's my understanding with how it went down last year. So I agree with Aaron Turner on that. I think he's absolutely right. I just think that these things don't need to be public unless you're trying to curry public favor. And the only reason you would try to curry public favor is to create pressure on the organization. And it's not going to happen.
Well, there's no way that by currying, pun intended, public favor, the Warriors aren't going to suddenly, oh man, the public is sympathetic to Kuminga's situation. We'd better give him the player option.
No, but they are interested in what teams want to know what the public thinks. They want to know what their fan base thinks. That's their audience.
And I think they know what the fan base thinks.
Well,
half the fan base thinks that he is the next great superstar, and half the fan base thinks that he's not very good. There aren't that many people in the middle of, you know.
I bet there are more than you think. Like, I don't know actually if anybody thinks he's the next big thing, but I think people would like to know. There's some curiosity and some excitement there. He's an exciting player. He's got a lot of skills and all of those things. And then even the side that you say thinks he's not very good, like, I'm sure I probably sound like that. I don't think he's, quote, not very good. I think he's a young player who still has a lot to learn. That's all. It doesn't make him a bad guy or a bad player.
No.
He's just not the player that he currently thinks he is.
And again,
that's what I think is off.
For me, what's really off is the player that he is with this team. And it's it comes down to fit. And we talk a lot about this with quarterbacks, like system quarterbacks. Kuminga could be a better player on a different team, a team that runs a different system. This system, in my opinion, does not fit his skill set. This system is pass and cut and player movement and, you know, shoot the three and all the rest of it.
See the floor.
He's not great at a lot of those things. He's great at attacking the rim, athleticism, the ha-ha. And this team, they don't usually do that. And if they go to ISO ball, you're going to give it to Jimmy Butler, who is better than Kuminga at that. He's better than most people at that.
Well, he's good at scoring. Jonathan is very good at scoring. But a lot of people are. You can't do that solely. If that's the only thing you do, then that's not enough. That's not enough to be a winning or great basketball player. And so, you know, he's on his way. He's not there yet. That's my take. There is one thing that Aaron Turner said today that actually, I don't know if this is the right word, it bordered on bothering me. And we haven't played it yet. I want to run this by you, and then there's some people who want to weigh in, so we'll go to the phones. But check this out. Aaron Turner on why the player option that they're asking for is so important to Jonathan.
JK is clearly the guy that needs to sacrifice here for this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Work. That's fine. And he's passing up opportunities where they are saying to him, okay, I mean, BJ Armstrong made a strong comment to JK, like, we want you to be you. We don't want you to change a thing. Play your game, okay? He can't do that fully in Golden State. It will jam up what everything is going on. So you're sacrificing, you know, your game. And again, another point is we'll see how it goes, but there's a good chance he gets traded, okay? There's a good chance he gets traded, and that's halfway through the year, and he has to go to some team that, you know, he doesn't necessarily know which team that's going to be or, you know, what exactly that's going to entail. And then just the fact that he's been there for 4 years, and it's been up and down and up and down. when you look at all that, you go, okay, the player option is the signal to him that, like, make this work. And, you know, for us, we view it as we see his market at a certain level right now, you know, 24, 25. We could all argue about that or whatnot, but making sure that the team can stay under the second apron, no problem. We can help with that. Like, we'll give you more. We're not going to try to take away the flexibility on the front end because we understand how important it is to build a roster for the now, because this is a win now situation. So because of that, okay, fine, cool. JK and I stated this yesterday early on in this process, said I could have came in and said, look, we want $30 million a year, look at Jalen Johnson, this is we don't want to talk about anything else, but we talked about what was reasonable and practical. And, you know, Al, he thinks could help, you know, Steve has wanted a stretch five like this. It helps the combinations, it helps the spacing of Jimmy, Draymond, JK, you know, and so JK was like, hey, I'm for it. Let's make sure we make that clear, and we're not going to try to push you above the second apron, but by making that sacrifice for the here, the now, you know, take care of the back end with the player option. So that's why it's very important.
I do not like the word sacrifice. I really don't. This notion that Jonathan is bending over backwards for the Warriors simply because the Warriors are trying to win and they have a philosophy and a good coaching staff that not only wants to do it a certain way, has done it a certain way, and they have done so very successfully. This idea that just because you think you have a certain skill set and in some way, shape, or form, there's a team out there that owes the outcome of their basketball games, they owe that to you to, like, express your abilities to the world, is nonsense to me. There's no sacrifice being made here. You're being asked to be a well-rounded player. This is the team for which you play, and you have gotten a lot of minutes, and there would be more out there if you would do those things. But he seems hell-bent on just playing what, quite frankly, when they talk about it, sounds like playground basketball in the name of minutes and points and money. And the fact that that's some sort of sacrifice to not do that is wild to me in professional basketball.
Right, and I don't really see it as a sacrifice either. And what he's basically saying is, you know, he's taking less now so that he can get it on the back end with a guaranteed contract, which would be a player option. And the team won't do that, and so therefore it's a sacrifice. And really, a sacrifice would be if the Warriors went to him and said, we're not going to do an extension, so you can either play on the qualifying offer or not play at all. Now, that would be a sacrifice where, you know, the team probably would hate that, and he would hate that, and the rest of it. And even to the point of the ongoing moving of the goalposts, and there are four different offers out there, including the most lucrative one, which is 3 years, $75 million. The team will hold the option, but the only thing he'd be sacrificing in that scenario is his own ability to control his future for the next 3 years. So that, when I heard it live, I felt kind of the same way. Like, it didn't bug me, but it just is wrong. Well, I don't see that as a sacrifice.
Me neither. And I don't even really love when you just said he's, and I know you were parroting what Aaron Turner said, but you're taking less. No, you're not. You're just made up a number that you want to be reality, right? And then you're getting less, and, oh, well, we're taking less. Nobody's offering you 30. You're not taking less.
You know who took less? Draymond Green. He had a player option, and it was for $27 million, and he didn't opt in and instead went to dinner with Joe Lacob and got 4 years for $100 million, and that first year, his salary went down.
Yeah.
So that's taking less. Now, he did it to get a four-year deal, and I think it was a smart move on his behalf.
I
that
agree.
Way, you know, you lock it up for 4 years, and it was his second consecutive $100 million deal. But that was essentially a sacrifice in the short term with a long-term gain.
Well, he has stated that there were other offers that might have even been more lucrative. So, yes, that's taking less. You don't just get to make the market up in your mind and then be like, well, but we'll take less. Well, right. No, that's not taking less. You just made up a number in your head.
Right.
Like, nobody is offering you more. Yes, they are offering more guaranteed. They are offering you more over the life of the deal. But nobody is offering the average annual value of the Warriors, by the way. And I'm sorry. Like, I love when he's like, well, we could have come in and asked for this. You can ask for whatever you want. My man, you're a restricted free agent. So you can't, you can make up a conversation however you want. But to act like you're some sort of martyr because you're like, but we didn't do that. Yeah, they would have said no anyway. Nobody's offering you that.
And he's not even sacrificing playing time because he isn't the one who gets to decide how much he plays. So yeah, he plays what he plays based on how well he does and how the team needs him. And, you know, if you lose a player, one of your frontline guys, well, your minutes are going to go up and then you're going to be able to go out there and be the focal point for a short period of time.
I really think this is going to end with Jonathan taking the 3-year deal. I don't even see anything else as possible.
I think it's going to end with him taking the 2-year deal. That way, in his mind,
the 1+1?
The 1+ the team option, yes.
Okay, well, maybe. Either way.
Like, I think that in his mind, yeah. And I don't know him well enough. I just saw him today on YouTube and felt like he was waving to me. You know, it seemed like he was waving to me. But
tried to talk to me.
If I'm in his spot, I take the 3 years. But based on what I heard from his agent today and the urgency that I feel on how badly he wants to be elsewhere, I think the idea of signing up for 3 more years, even if they don't pick up the option after 2,
yeah.
I think that he's more apt to just say, you know what, you want the control, we're going to do the 2-year, the 45, and after a year, if I'm such a problem, or if you really don't want me, then you don't pick it up, and I could be gone in a year.
You might be right. I'm going to predict the 3-year deal, because if you're going to just relent and let the team have the control, then take as much money as you possibly can get. Like, that's $50 million. Like, anything less is leaving just a ton, truckload of money on the table.
Not in his mind, though, because in his mind...
So he says.
Well,
I don't believe them. I think that the QO
I believe that they think that they deserve what the Jalen's got, which is north of 30.
I'm just saying, like, I don't believe they'll take the QO. I think that's why he's doing all these interviews.
I agree with that part of it, but I think that if you take the 2 years, in their mind, it's, all right... 1 year, and they won't pick up the option, and then I can go out and get 30 next year because more teams will have money.
Let's go to Harmon in Danville. Hi, Harmon. We thank you for the call. What's up?
Yeah, hey, fellas, first off, love what you guys do. So it's September 19th, and we are talking about an 8th man on the Warriors getting a contract that he quite frankly doesn't deserve. Instead of talking about the great work that Mykel Williams and the other Niners players are doing. I will tell you guys, I've been a Warriors fan since the Bobby Surra, Donnell Marshall days. Woo. And to me, it is a blessing that we have Stephen Curry in his twilight years. We are talking about a player who is awful. And I'll tell you guys, I'm fired up right now about this. I'm coming back from 9 holes of golf. But the fact that Jonathan Kuminga wants anything is crazy. He is a player who does not rebound, doesn't play defense, and is a mid-slasher. So where I'm at with this is if I'm, you know, Dunleavy, if I'm Joe Lacob, I am finding the fastest offer, and I'm getting him out of town. Because at this point, guys, he is not worth the trouble. The agent's a pain in the rear end, and we need to be celebrating Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and the rest of the great work that the Warriors are doing and that they've given us over the last 10-plus years. And so I appreciate everything that you guys do. Let's hope the Warriors this year can make the playoffs and not the bubble. And other than that, we'll keep on going. So appreciate you guys, and thank you so much.
Harmon, thanks for the call.
Not Harmon.
Yeah.
I was waiting on that.
That's good.
I was hoping you would say his name so I could get that
Harbaugh.
In there.
No. Anything but Harbaugh.
Anything but Harmon.
Now. Yeah, no, Harmon.
He's not an 8th man. Can we knock that off?
Well, like, what? Okay, fine.
That's
what is
slander.
He? What is he?
He's the 6th man, essentially.
He is?
It doesn't matter how quickly you enter. If Steph Curry picks up 3 quick ones, he doesn't come in off the bench right away.
In the playoffs, he was the 13th man.
Right.
So, like, I don't know what he is. You can pick whatever number you want. I get where Harmon's coming from, except for one thing. Harmon said, if I'm Joe and Mike Dunleavy and all these guys, like, just take the best deal and get them out of town. The problem is they view that the best deal has not presented itself yet. And they're probably right. Again, everybody out there with your signs for Malik Monk and a first-round pick are forgetting that it means Moody, your buddy, is off the team. It's a bad deal. It's a bad offer. And you should take something from that. Two things, actually. One, the Warriors are smart. to not do it. You have to hang on to your asset until the right time, which is what they're trying to do.
February 5th.
Yes, that's number one. But number two, why are all the offers bad? Somebody answer that for me. If JK is a future Hall of Famer, why do all the offers suck? You know this. If the world had known Luka was available, people would have been bending over backwards and offering anything to get this guy on their team. But that's not happening here. Nobody is blowing the Warriors away with an offer. Why? Why? Because he has not proven that he's a star yet.
Right.
Anywhere except for in his mind. That's the
and tough. Trades are hard.
Yes.
And signing trades especially. So
trades are hard.
And if you're a
thank you.
If you're a good team and you have a guy making about $25 million, you want that guy to still be on your team. And if you're a bad team and you have a guy making 25, he's probably not a very good player, and the Warriors don't want him.
We have reached quite a spot, Dan.
We have?
Yeah. Well,
it's a Dan day?
No, it's not.
Come on.
We're sponsored by Ceremony Ford. We are about to deliver to our audience a Willard and Dibbs 1-2 punch over the phones.
Pop, pop.
That is unmatched. However, one of them, I fear, might be unlike it's ever been before. Because if there is a disagreement between us and one of our favorite callers, it's on this subject.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where this is going to go. It's anyone's guess. So that's next on Willard and Dibbs.
No, come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, I'll tell you what. Those are the best ones sometimes. Great question, but a hard one to answer. I mean, anybody can say what's 1 plus 1?
Yeah.
It's 2. But what's 1,342 times 832?
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question.
The worst question that ever got anointed with that's a great question was when you asked Mike Sando, how many of these are you doing today?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
And I almost got one from Schlereth just by asking him who I think is going to win the game.
That's a great
it's gonna be a tough one. Anyway,
a great question.
Nice.
Is it though?
We'll go to the phones in a second. go to the phones in a second. We got a 1-2 punch that's Hall of Fame worthy. But real quick, because, I mean, it is a Football Friday, for crying out loud. And if you missed Dibs Picks, he's got the Chiefs minus 5.5 on Sunday night.
Yep.
And brace yourselves, y'all. For the first time this year, he's picking against the Niners.
Yeah.
Cardinals plus 2.5 in this game. Mac Jones is going to start. And so can we dig into this for 45 seconds?
Like, sure.
Do you think the Niners can win the game with Mac Jones and a somewhat patchwork offensive line?
I do, yeah. I do.
You do?
They can win the game, certainly.
Do you think they will win the game?
I do, but...
No.
Are you predicting a 1 or a 2-point victory? Is that what's happening?
No, I'm predicting that Arizona's going to win. And I made my picks when the spread was 1.5, so I have Arizona plus 1.5 in my pool. And I think Arizona's defense is underrated from what I saw on tape. They have 3 or 4 guys who are game wreckers, and including Buda Baker, who's been problematic. And I think that offensively, Kyler Murray and James Conner are guys who have had success against the 49ers.
That's
so
true. That's
I'm not
look.
Saying it's going to be a Cardinal blowout. I think it'll be a good, close, tight sort of field goalie game.
I don't think it's not a crazy pick. Look, the Cardinals have given the Niners trouble, and the Niners are not at full strength. So it's not a crazy pick by any stretch. This one scares me, and I think I've been pretty clear about that all week in saying that, like, if Brock Purdy is actually healthy enough to go, he should, because y'all are underselling the importance of this game. It is a home game against a division opponent that happens to also be 2-0. This is a big swing. Big, 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 big football game this weekend.
No doubt.
And,
no doubt.
And the Niners have to go at, three-quarter speed as far as their roster is concerned. Sometimes in spots we don't even know about yet. I don't know if Juwan Jennings is playing. And DeMarcus Robinson's not here yet. Who is WR3 if Juwan's out? What do we got?
Good question.
Pearsall, Kendrick Bourne, and?
Maybe Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Good Lord.
Yep.
And JT O'Sullivan said to you earlier today, like, who you're throwing to is a big deal for a QB. So, I mean, we got, like, wide receivers and quarterbacks are meeting before they get, hi, my name's Marquez.
We saw last week in New Orleans, it's like, where am I supposed to go? No, you go there, and then I do this, and then you motion here. No, you're over there, and you go there, and play clock down to 4. And, I mean, it's a miracle that they only had to burn a couple timeouts.
Tough assignment. Really, really tough assignment.
Real tough, yeah.
All right. Here's leg one on our 2-leg parlay.
Okay.
Our caller parlay. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Gene in Oakland. Hello, Gene. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. So let me tell you, I'm perfectly happy being the Kurt from Hayward Hills warm-up act here. So,
I have no idea what's about to happen next, Gene. Don't you try to be spilling beans. You don't know what's going on.
I spoke too quick. All right. And listen, if I start encroaching on his time, feel free to say you know what, right?
Go
get out of here!
There you go. We might. Let's see.
I got to get to
all
the
right,
dog
okay,
park.
Okay, all right. So quickly, on Kuminga, all right, listen. You know, I've been a Warriors fan since the Rick Barry days, all right? And I can't remember a subject for which I've experienced so much exasperation as I have with this one. I really, truly expected that he would be gone by now. I still remember that interview you had with Kerr a few months ago, where he made it clear if he was looking for a free agent, the first thing he'd look at is a passer, which is something he isn't. At the end of that interview, I thought we all agreed, yeah, he's not going to be around, and he's still here, and that's a big problem. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a big distraction now, which could grow into a big problem as we get into the the season. He doesn't fit. He simply doesn't fit. He can't play on the first team because he screws it up. And if he comes off the bench, he's going to be pissed off, okay? Then you're going to have this malcontent on the bench, who's going to have wound up saying something or doing something to throw everything off. He's going to have the press on him, asking him all the time when we should be paying our, all this attention on trying to win as many games as we can and helping Mr. Curry as much as we can. If he's gone, You know, you bring Horford, you bring Melton in, who can really help us. But I'm sorry, and it's no shade against the kid, but he does not belong here. He needs to go get the best deal you can, and let's move on.
Gene, thank you very much. The problem is how. I don't even know if the Warriors disagree with anything Gene said, but the question is how. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what we're all arguing about. By the way, so is JK and his agent.
Yeah.
How do we move on?
February 5th is the trade deadline.
The Warriors would like it to be not at their expense, and Jonathan would like maybe some control over where he ends up. But you don't get control when the word restricted is in front of your free agency.
And the Warriors may not get to actually get something back for Jonathan Kuminga. So the two sides have to figure out what is the first and foremost most important piece in this entire exercise. And for the Warriors, it seems like it's getting something for him when they decide they want to trade him. And for Kuminga, it's being able to control where he goes and where he's able to go out there and cook.
All right. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Here's the second leg of our parlay. Let's see if we can be big winners today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hello, Kurt.
Rolling in Dibs, the best sports boys in town, fellas. That's it, you are. Willard, you're absolutely right. It is a big, big, big game. That's for sure. The 49ers defense will win this game. I keep telling you guys about Robert Saleh and the defense. I told the 49ers to bring him back. They brought him back. The defense will win the game. I'm 2-0. I said we beat Seattle. We beat the Orleans. We're going to beat the Cardinals. We have to be 3-0. We got to take that division. Even though Mac Jones is playing, he's not a Purdy at all. He's no way comparing with Purdy. Purdy is a elite quarterback compared to Mac Jones. And as far as Kuminga's concerned, I'll tell you the problem with Kuminga is it's his agent. His agent's an idiot. That's all I got to say. It's his agent for it. It's not Kuminga at all. It's the agent. And as far as anybody going against the Cardinals, you're wrong. I got them winning. The 49ers at least by a touchdown, and it's a defense battle. Remember that. Defense wins games, and defense wins championships.
I'm somewhat stunned. It appears Kurt is trying to find some middle ground here, and I think the question then becomes easy because Aaron Turner, the agent for Kuminga, he spent almost an hour on this station today, but Kurt, if he were standing in front of you, what would you say to him?
Hey!
There goes Kurt in Hayward Hill.
There he goes. Right on time.
Aaron Turner, get out of here.
That's right.
Get out of here.
That guy's an idiot. If he was my agent.
And a little runt is going to be on his ass.
It's funny when people blame an agent, though, because, like, I mean, Kuminga's in charge.
Correct. Who works for whom?
If he thinks he's an idiot, all he has to do is go, you're fired.
Get out of here.
That's all he has to say, but he hasn't done it, so.
That's good, Joe. Good, Carol.
Do you think that the agent is just out there going rogue? You think he's just,
No.
An offer comes in.
Especially not this guy.
Right. So an offer comes in, and he tells Joe Lacob, get out of here because,
Hey, I like Kuminga.
That's right, but he works for Kuminga, not the other way around.
Mm. You would all be working for yourselves pretty hard if you would show up at the tailgate this Sunday with Evan Giddings, Lo Neal, 10 a.m., Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, which is at 1235 Oakmead Parkway. We're going to have parking lot games. There's great food, great drink. You can watch the early games, and if you're going to the game, you sign up for the shuttle. It'll go back and forth, $25. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and reserve your spot now, okay? Head on out there Sunday and see everybody. Niners and Cardinals this weekend. Grandy, what are you about to do on the radio?
Well, there's this guy, Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, who was on the station for a full hour.
I mean, I said yesterday we were going to have a hard time getting on Best Of, but I thought JT O'Sullivan was pretty great.
Yeah, he was good, yeah. But not Kuminga's agent. All so right. We're just going to hear everything that Aaron Turner had to say to Sonny and Goo.
Well, it was all the way back at 10:30 this morning, so if you missed any of it and you have, like, you know, a job and you were at work today, then, yeah, stay tuned with Grandy because you're going to have the whole thing, and it was a fascinating listen. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
No, I'm going to Train Town.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Well, you want to do it on Sunday?
No, I'm going to be watching ball.
Okay. Oh, Grandy, make sure you hit me when you're done on Sunday.
Okay.
And then I'll take it from there Sunday night. You want to do it Monday?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
You do?
No, I really do.
No, you do. Okay. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Ken, Lucas, feel better. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.